Winter, 2006. Three young journalists, en route to a conference in Montego, suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm David Brunel Bruttman.
I'm David Reinstrom. And Alex has the typhus.
Alex is not with us today. You're listening to Newsworthy Ghost Island.
Welcome. Yeah. Alex wasn't feeling too well. She is in the infirm hut.
Yes, unfortunately, she will not be joining us.
She's not really stricken with the typhus.
Broadcast. She broke a wagon wheel and
cannot continue to hunt in this location, as the buffalo will become too scarce.
Yes.
She tried to ford the river, and really she should have caulked and floated.
It's true. It's true.
This string of obscure video game references brought to you by Sierra.
Yes.
Making
creators
pretty neat
of the Oregon Trail.
Since about what?
The
1983?
Oregon
Trail. Do you know when the first King's
Quest
came out?
I can't think of a tagline. Are you asking me? No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Oh. Have you ever played them?
No.
The King's Quest games were pre-Monkey Island point-and-click adventure games. And the reason LucasArts made Monkey Island was because in King's Quest, you could die.
For general information,
oh, right, yeah.
Monkey Island is a point-and-click adventure game with pirates.
Upon which David and I were both weaned, essentially.
Pretty much.
But in the King's Quest games, you could die. You could make a decision that would cause you to fall off a cliff. You'd have to start over.
Really?
It didn't matter how much progress you had made. Eventually, they implemented a save.
Wait, there wasn't even a save?
I don't think there was in the first
God.
One. There might, but it was the sort of game where if you didn't pick up a plant in Act 1, you couldn't beat the game in Act 4.
That's stupid!
Exactly. And the way LucasArts worked is they were like,
yeah,
we're going to have
in
a more
Monkey
linear
Island,
game.
You can't die.
You can't die. And you can't not pick up a plant.
Yes.
Anyway,
Alex failed. She traversed the Oregon Trail and she didn't make it.
Well,
so she's not.
She'll
with
make
us
it
today.
In the sick wagon.
Yes.
The swagon.
The swag. That sounds like a wagon for swag, though.
Yeah. Well, Alex is our precious treasure.
Aww.
She is our only women folk.
That's so sweet. That's not sweet. Dinosaurs are sweet.
Anyway, since this is a music show, I suppose it is fit that we play us some music. Wouldn't
David,
you agree?
David, you whimsical fellow, why don't we start out today with Learn How to Fall
by Paul Simon. Welcome to the show, kids.
Fly. Mama, it ain't no lie. Before you learn to fly, learn how to fall. You got to drift in the breeze before you set your sails, or it's an occupation where the wind prevails. Before you set your sails, drift in the breeze. Since the world began, everybody got the runs for glory. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. Nobody Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. You got to learn how to fall before you learn to fly. The tank towns, they tell no lies before you learn to fly. Learn how to fall. My mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. They say the highway's just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles as they go whizzing by. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering high. Never did no wandering low. Now a sailor's life is a life for him, but it never was for me. And I've never soared where the hawk may soar, or see what the hawk might see. Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail. Never rode on a river's rage. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering. I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering after all.
That was The Folksman. Never did no wandering.
Never did no wandering indeed. Off of Mighty Wind.
Yes.
Which is a great, great Christopher Guest movie.
It is indeed. And before that, you heard Learn How to Fall.
That song
by
was
Paul Simon.
That song was, in fact, a parody. I mean, every song on in that movie is a. Is,
yes.
The movie is
in
to
a
folk
Mighty
music.
Wind.
What Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap is to rock music. It's a. Fake. It's a mockumentary about folk artists, and they manage to lampoon pretty much every different genre of folk music.
Yes, they do. It
from,
is
yeah, from like
glorious.
Happy feel good choiry type music to Jimmy Buffett. I think they pretty much run the gamut. If you can consider Jimmy Buffett folk music, which you sort of can in a way. There's one track on the album that...
I unfortunately do not know enough about Jimmy Buffett.
I happen to be a parrot head. A lot of people are surprised.
A parrot head?
It's a delightful term used to refer to devotees of the man.
I see.
But I like, you know,
why,
I like his writing.
Parrot head?
Because everything he writes, see, this is why you don't even know enough to know why we're called parrot heads. He uses, like, his symbol is essentially a parrot.
Okay.
That's like, it's on all of his album art and stuff. He's very much about,
just for no reason?
Yacht folk, let's say.
Oh, God.
No. He's not smooth. It's not smooth like yacht rock, but it's like I'm a sailor, but not like, yo-ho-ho, I'm a rough and tumble sailor. It's more like, I drink margaritas.
I'm going to go to the marina and drink some margaritas.
Yeah. And cheeseburgers.
And you don't drink a cheeseburger.
Well, you might if you're...
That's not even possible,
No, I
David.
Mean, there's a song, Cheeseburgers in Paradise, because...
David.
I'm sorry.
No,
anyway.
Actually, truth be told, I have heard that song.
Yeah.
I've heard Cheeseburgers in Paradise. So anyway...
Paradise, heaven on earth is an onion slice. Paradise, not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a... Cheeseburger.
I'm sure that's exactly how it goes.
Paradise.
So, today on the show for you...
Yes.
We have a very special treat. Believe it or not, Reginald, our errant 4,000-year-old supercomputer, managed to overcome his shyness and talk to the internet. Every once in a while...
We can get him.
Every once in a while, we can persuade him, and we get some news of the world outside from online. He won't let us actually look at it, but, you know, he'll convey it to us in long and terrible conversations. But we are able to, every once in a while, glean a bit of information about the outside world. And today, what we learned from Reginald was that there is, apparently on the mainland of America, a writer's strike.
Yeah, tell us about it, Reginald. Boop.
Whoa!
How's it going? You little computer about town, you.
It's going great, David.
You don't feel sullied from your contact with the interwebs?
I feel great.
Good.
I feel like $1,000,000. I wouldn't do it again, though.
Oh.
Not for a while.
Drat. So what do you have to tell us about this,
Well, let me tell you, Davids.
Yes. Yeah.
Associated Davids. There is a writer's strike on the mainland. The writers' union has gone on strike, and no one is writing movies!
I hear there's a filmic drought. David, had you heard that, about the film drought?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Hollywood is just fresh out of material, apparently.
Yeah, you know, I would have thought they'd had some sort of backlog, but according to what you told us, Reginald, there are no new movies.
There are none! No one is writing new movies, but...
Yes.
The deal is... that they have had to outsource movie writing.
Oh, scabs.
Indeed. So, what I've got for you today are some movie trailers.
Sweet.
These are the new movies that Hollywood is going to put out during the writer's strike.
But who wrote them then? The scabs?
I don't know.
Reginald, what union are these people from if they're not from the Writers Guild?
Union? why don't I play them for you?
Charles! Charles, come inside.
Once upon a time, there lived a boy. A boy who got everything he ever wanted.
Charles, I've got some bad news. Your parents were mauled to death by a giant crustacean, but they left you their considerable fortune. You're going to be a very wealthy boy, Charles.
from visionary director Tim Burton comes a film so timeless, it had to be remade. Now that I'm grown, Thatcher, I don't care about your oil wells or gold mines or twisty Victorian real estate. There is one item on your list, however, that intrigues me. The Halloween Town Inquirer. I think it might be fun to run a newspaper.
I think it might be fun to run a newspaper.
Starring Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter.
My singing, I'm through. I never wanted to do it in the first place.
You will continue with your singing, Susan. I don't propose to have myself made ridiculous.
You don't propose to have yourself made ridiculous? What about me? I'm the one who's got to do the singing. Why don't you let me alone?
Original score by Danny Elfman. You know, Mr. Thatcher, if I hadn't been rich, I might have been a really great man.
What would you like to have been?
Everything you hate. Tim Burton's Citizen Kane.
Charles, what will people think?
What I tell them to think.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
So I guess we know what Tim Burton's doing. I don't know how I feel about that. I wonder who he got to write that.
Well, not Kevin Smith, that's for darn sure.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, Kevin Smith. I don't know if anyone's ever heard about this. Kevin Smith and Tim Burton are rivals to the death because apparently in between Kevin Smith's movies, I believe Mallrats and Dogma, he wrote a comic featuring his characters Jay and Silent Bob. And what happened to them between his two movies. And apparently, in this movie, there is a fantasy sequence in which Jay imagines that the world is taken over by apes, and the apes lop the head off the Lincoln Memorial and replace Abe Lincoln's head with an ape version.
Ape Lincoln, maybe.
Maybe. ape...
I'm sorry.
They replace it with an ape version of Abe Lincoln. And if you have seen Tim Burton's very interesting remake of Planet of the Apes, you'll know that, spoiler alert, at the end, the main character returns to Earth from the terrible Planet of the Apes to discover that human society has been replaced with an ape society. And his space pod crashes. In front of the Lincoln Memorial. And when he looks up at Abe Lincoln's face, it is an ape. And the comic that Kevin Smith made came a number of years before Tim Burton's remake of Planet of the Apes. And so when Kevin Smith saw it, he was like, I assume.
We can only conjecture.
Yes. So, there was an article. In short, there was an article about it written by a reporter friend of Kevin Smith, and he interviewed Tim Burton, and Tim Burton had some choice things to say about Mr. Kevin Smith, namely that, quote, "I would never read anything written by Kevin Smith,"
which I believe Kevin Smith intends to put on
the jacket of a book if he ever publishes one.
First of all, anyone that knows me knows that I would never read a comic book.
And that was the beginning of the quote.
And second of all, that I would never read anything written by Kevin Smith.
So, what do we have next, David?
Next, I would like to play Le Poinçonneur de Lila by...
That sounds very French.
It is. It's a song from Serge Gainsbourg's earlier phases as a jazz singer, as a jazz vocalist. We've played some Serge Gainsbourg on the show before. He was a French pop sex symbol in the 1960s, a major part of what is known as the Yé Yé movement. And you can tell he has a very low, desky.
It's very, very French.
Yeah, and he used to be a jazz vocalist, just like Nat King Cole used to be a jazz vocalist before he became a crooner. Except Serge sort of went the opposite way.
All right, so here is Serge Gainsbourg.
Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas, le gars qu'on croise et qu'on ne regarde pas. Y'a pas de soleil sous la terre, drôle de croisière. Pour tuer l'ennui, j'ai dans ma veste les extraits du Reader Digest. Et dans ce bouquin, y'a écrit que dégasse la coule douce à Miami. Pendant ce temps que je fais le zouave au fond de la cave, paraît qu'il n'y a pas de saut métier. Moi je fais des trous dans des billets. Je fais des trous, des petits trous, encore des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Des trous de seconde classe, des trous de première classe. Je fais des petits trous, encore des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous. Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas, pour un valide changé à opéra. Je vis au cœur de la planète, j'ai dans la tête un carnaval de confettis, j'en amène jusque dans mon lit. Et sous mon ciel de faïence, je ne vois briller que les correspondances. Parfois je rêve, je divague, je vois des vagues. Et dans la brume au bout du quai, je vois un bateau qui vient me chercher. Pour sortir de ce trou, je fais des trous. Des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Mais le bateau se taille, et je vois que je déraille. Et je reste dans mon trou à faire des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous. Des petits trous. Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas, arts et métiers directs par le Valois. J'en ai marre, j'en ai ma claque de ce cloaque. Je voudrais jouer la fille de l'air, laisser ma casquette au vestiaire. Un jour viendra, j'en suis sûr, où je pourrai m'évader dans la nature. Je partirai sur la grande route, écoute que coûte. Et si pour moi il est plus temps, je partirai les pieds devant. Je fais des petits trous, encore des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Y'a de quoi devenir dingue, de quoi prendre un flingue. Se faire un trou, un petit trou, un dernier petit trou. Un petit trou, un petit trou, un dernier petit trou. Et on me mettra dans un grand trou, et je n'entendrai plus parler de trous. Je chope des trous, de petits trous, de petits trous, de petits trous.
And that was Beck with a remix of E-Pro.
All right, it was pretty cool.
Called Bad Cartridge. Yeah, see, David didn't believe me.
Well, how was it made, David?
Well,
edify our listeners.
Yes, indeed. You see, the song that you just heard had its instrumentation composed entirely using Game Boy synthesizers. So it's entirely made with synthesizers, cannibalized, essentially, from old Nintendo Game Boy units to make the background music.
Yep.
And before that, you heard Serge Gainsbourg.
Avec Le Poinçonneur de Lila.
Yes. Le Poinçonneur de Lila.
Lila. Ouais.
And I don't really know what to say about that. It was very French.
I think it's just about a railroad conductor and he's punching tickets.
That's pretty French.
Yeah. Punching out tickets.
Awesome. With his fist.
Et donne les coupes de poing au débile.
Yes.
Au billet.
Billet. Yes,
right. I'm bad at French.
So, next up, we've got actually some more trailers for you. Reginald, do you have anything to say about these trailers? Well, Davids, let me tell you, the writer's strike is going on, and it's coming on strong. Okay, cool. So why don't we listen to another one of these spanking new movie trailers?
See if we can't make the public desperate by playing them
near you.
Yep, here we go.
They call him the tree surgeon. Fast, efficient, accurate. But here's one surgeon who never took the Hippocratic Oath.
Hey, honey, that tree in the backyard doesn't look so healthy. Maybe we should call a tree surgeon? That was quick.
Once he was happy, but then fate took everything from him. Now he's out for revenge. This Arbor Day, evil takes root.
Hey, how's it going up there? Going good? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Look out below. Tree surgeon. Make like a tree and die. Rated R.
All right. Ooh. That sounds
scary.
Scary. I'm going to go see that one when I get rescued from this island.
After I change my trousers. Oh, what? Oh, you're listening to KWUR, Clayton 90.3 FM. We'd just like to remind you that you can stream live at www.kwur.com, or you can send us an email at newsworthyghost@gmail.com. Check out our blog at newsworthyghost.wordpress.com, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. We always love receiving mail from our listeners, and after we come back from the next song, we will read you some mail that we received this
some
week.
Some mail indeed.
But right now, I'd like to play for you, since we were just talking about Nat King Cole, I would very much like to play some Nat King Cole. This track is I Want to Be a Friend of Yours, and this is back from his jazz phase, I guess. I'm pretty sure.
Are you asking me? Because I don't know.
Oh. Do you not know Nat King Cole?
Not well.
Oh, okay. Well, this will be a treat.
Not particularly well.
I want to be a friend of yours, David. Ooh, and a little bit more. Well, we can listen to this, too. This is You Will Go to the Moon by Moxie Fruitus.
You'll go to the moon. You'll probably be heading there soon. Someday flowers will grow there, but first you gotta go there. Oh, you will go to the moon.
You're gonna get
it. You will live in the stars. Your backyard will probably be Mars. You will ride a crater scooter and eat off your computer. Oh, you will live in the stars. Your stellar smile will always beam, knowing you're home and home to stay. And you'll look down upon the earth and say, I can't believe we ever lived that way.
You will go to the moon. There's plans for a hotel and a lagoon. You'll be savoring a star fruit and kicking off your moon boot. Ah, oh, you will go to the moon. Yeah, you will go to the moon. A paradise to rival Cancun. At one side's always sunny, you'll be raking in the money. Ah, oh, you'll get paid on the moon. It's been our most abiding dream, and a dream is an easy sell. And when the tourists come in droves, you'll be the big cheese on that orbiting rondelle. You will go to the moon. Daring pioneers will call the tune. Take it home. Someday flowers will grow there, but first you gotta go there. Oh, you will go to the moon. I'm gonna tell you, you will go to the moon. One more, you will go to the moon.
Go to the moon.
Yeah! I've been looking for a playmate, someone on whom I can depend. This must be my lucky day, mate, 'cause you're the kind I've wanted, and I'll stick right to the end. Oh, I wanna be a friend of yours, and a little bit more. I wanna be a pal of yours, and a little bit more. I wanna be your buddy, buddy, though the road be smooth or muddy. I wanna be a friend of yours, and a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit more. I'll stick around and see you through, stick even tighter than glue. I'll greet you with a cheerful howdy, though the skies are clear or cloudy. I wanna be a friend of yours, and a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit more.
Let me start over. First...
David, which way is left?
That way.
He pointed right.
First you heard You Will Go to the Moon by Moxie Fruvis off of their eponymous album. And then, which means it was called You Will Go to the Moon.
Eponymous means it's named after them?
Huh? I thought it was thing of the same name.
Yeah, if you have an eponymous album, I'm pretty sure that's an album named after the artist.
Not after the song I just mentioned?
I don't think so.
Ah, curses! See? And I'm pointing right again! I mean left! I mean north! I mean true!
He's pointing north, but... He says he's pointing north, but really, he's pointing to his eye.
My eye is north! With these eyes, I have seen north! And it was a bad Rob Reiner movie.
Excellent. So, yes. That was first you heard Moxie Fruvis.
Yes.
With You Will Go to the Moon. Then you heard Nat King Cole with I Wanna Be a Friend of Yours.
David, I think Alex gave me the typhus.
I think she did.
Paroxysms.
Oh, God.
Mulked.
Well, you're never going to make it to Chimney Rock.
No.
You're gonna
hunting has become too scarce in this region. I would like to caulk and float across the river.
That won't cure your typhus, David.
Yes, it will.
No, I'm sorry. It won't.
Okay.
So no, up next, we are going to read an email.
Yes, we are. But while we get that email all prepped, let's hear another one of those exciting trailers.
Let us do that. Indeed. Reginald, what do you have for us? Well, this next one's gonna blow you away! Get ready!
All right.
Throughout the ages, man has been driven by one desire, one need, to win.
I win again.
Prepare to enter the action-packed world of underground cribbage.
I don't think you can make it in professional cribbage.
I got a goal, okay? I know what I need to do. Why won't you just let me do it?
'Cause you're a woman.
But I play some damn good cribbage.
One woman's triumph over a system that threatened to consume her.
Yolanda, I got a call from your principal today. He said you weren't in school again.
Daddy, you know I gotta do this cribbage thing.
Get out of this house.
But Dad!
Get out of this house. I will not have no cribbage playing hussies living under this roof.
This Columbus Day, see who rolls the bones and who puts the little pegs in the little slots. Cribbage, a movie. Rated R.
All right, Cribbage the Movie. Sounds extreme. Definitely going to be looking forward to seeing that one. David, why don't you read our email?
Okay. Ari, episode the 5th, in which a request was made. Dear journalists, your request to be rescued by fairies in episode 5 was made known to me by one of my children only recently. Oh, there's the phone. Unfortunately, the Seely Court must perform many duties and cannot often exert its efforts in the rescuing of humans, excepting, of course, a few situations like the man transformed by Alison Gross, who is, as you know, the ugliest witch in the North Country and often left her tour to tryst men ere day up till her boor. He happened to be by the side of the road as we passed and was very piteous indeed. You, however, are quite farther away. Though I cannot rescue you, I can leave you with words of advice with which you may protect yourselves. Beware the Lane and Shay, for while her gifts may be many, she does not oft bestow them without extracting something in return. The building of cairns, particularly over any graves that appear Scottish in nature, will aid in keeping away the Bevan Shay. Dance not with strange, beautiful women. And lastly, I have heard it told that a certain tune, when played, may be helpful in warding away the unseelie court. It goes by many names, and has been reinterpreted many times. I have attached one such interpretation herein, should you wish to make use of it. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. The Queen.
Oh, cool. It's kind of weird that she included the phone ringing in the email. That was a curious occurrence.
Well, you know, fairies are pretty smart.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to be, you know, pretty clever to include a phone ringing in a text message.
I feel like she knew. I mean, look, even now, as we speak, the text changes to include that which we mention now.
I happen to be a very cunning queen of the fairies, and thus, therefore, know everything that goes on.
Huh. Well, that is interesting. We will have to, keep up with this fairy queen.
Yes, you will.
She sounds like a valuable kind of person to know.
I agree.
Next up! Next up, we have...
Oh, this is cool. I'm excited for this.
We have World Inferno Friendship Society with an album called Addicted to Bad Ideas, which is apparently a
concept
album
about Peter Lorre.
About Peter Lorre.
How can you go wrong, my friends? How can you go wrong? Oh, I'm sure you could go wrong.
Well, you could have illegal papers. And then get shot.
Yes. Well,
for example.
Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert about Casablanca. Thanks, David. Thanks a whole freaking lot.
Hey, guys. at the end of Casablanca, Rick beats Ilsa to death.
With Rosebud.
With Rosebud. True story!
Not true.
Anyway, we are going to hear a track from this Peter Lorre concept album.
What's it called?
World Inferno Friendship Society.
Here's that sin, leave home, licking my lips, hurling stone to every spit. Cops, will you run in this state's rear? With a good criminal heart, hands in the things best left unknown. The spine of the world is rusting, but it's rusting to go. Here with that sin, leave home, licking my lips, running stone. Whatever you spit, cut where you run, and this street we'll
So, as a matter of fact, I did not announce the song title, which was With a Good Criminal Heart, and that was once again the World Inferno Friendship Society.
I'd like to point out that the track listing is really tiny.
Yes.
And under all the legal text.
Right. On the back of the CD, you have the teeny tiny legal text, and under that is the teeny tiny track listing. World Inferno Friendship Society, I'm looking at you!
This is your fault.
But that album was Addicted to Bad Ideas, a concept album about Peter Lorre. And I dropped it. Oh, God. I tried to put it down, and I flung it across the room on accident. By accident.
Almost killing David, a turtle.
David, read us a public service announcement to cover up.
Keep yourself on the universe's good side. Volunteer. Vote. Stay informed. It doesn't take much to get involved. Find out how to earn your karma points today at getgoodkarma.org. Getgoodkarma.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I want some of those points. You can probably redeem them for Coca-Cola rewards, I assume.
Or maybe brownies for brownie points.
We don't know much about Buddhism. So.
Hinduism?
What?
Oh.
It is. Doesn't it apply to both? No?
Don't believe so.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Because we don't know much about
history. Don't know much
world
geography.
Religion slash philosophies. Moving on. Moving on. We have, I believe, Reginald has another trailer for us.
I believe we have this one and another.
Yes! There are two more!
Happy to be debunked.
Beware!
Yeah, I hear this one's going to be real scary.
That's what I heard, too. Let's listen.
From the people who brought you Home Alone, Homeward Bound, Home Improvement, and Home Depot comes yet another exciting, fun-filled adventure with animals portrayed by wisecracking celebrities. Meet Larry, a raccoon.
Hey, you know, sometimes I get into the garbage and I can't get out again.
Hiram, a beaver.
And then I bit that tree in half and said, I'll be damned if we don't have somewhere to live by winter.
And Horatio, the bear.
Well, I don't know where I'm going to get all the food for the hibernation and the sleeping and the going in the cave and the sleeping because I'm a bear.
They met by chance, but now they're going to have to learn how to get along. Aboard the International Space Station. Featuring the voice talents of Christopher Walken.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is bread in a tube.
Sean Connery.
Has anyone seen my glass of Tang?
And Bill Cosby.
Well, I went and I gone and caught a fish in space. Oh,
celebrity voice Forest Animals in Space, the movie. This holiday season, find your way home from space. Rated G.
For God awful.
All right.
Woo!
That sounds like a fun family fest.
It does indeed.
Speaking.
Oh, speaking of
speaking
fun family festivals.
Of fun family festivals.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
You know, it's that time of the year again. Thanksgiving's rolling around, and we're stranded on an island far away from everyone we love.
But we have things to be thankful for. You know, each other, the gnomes, the dinosaurs.
Yes, we are going to have a nice sit-down Thanksgiving dinner with the gnomes and the dinosaurs.
It'll be cute. I'm excited.
We're going to roast a coconut.
Alex will be better by then. No, not just a coconut. I mean, we're going to have a big old island feast.
That's true. In fact, the gnomes, we recently learned, have managed to genetically engineer a turkey from a coconut. So that's going to be cool.
They're calling it a toperky.
Yeah, a toperkinut, I think.
Or maybe just a perky or a tumpkin.
We're not entirely sure on the name.
We're not on the inside here.
Right.
We are on the outside. We can't give you the inside scoop yet. Yes. But we will
have to
tell
call
you
the gnomes.
We will tell you how everything turned out.
Yes. So it should be a good feast. Good Thanksgiving Day celebration. We're all looking forward to it.
Yeah. Just wanted to wish you a very happy one.
Indeed. Happy Thanksgiving, newsworthy Ghost Island listeners.
We love you very much.
Please rescue us from this godforsaken island.
And if you can't do that, hug somebody you love close to you and tell them that you probably intend to rescue us someday.
Yes, indeed. So, I think we got one more trailer left, one more writer's strike trailer to play for you.
I believe you are correct.
On this lovely morning. Reginald, let's hear it.
A voice that has delighted millions. A song that inspired a nation. A spirit that caught fire like a burning space shuttle. I've Got a Mustache. This holiday season, experience the heartwarming story of Freddie Mercury.
All right, guys. One, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Can anybody?
No, Freddie, cut. Everyone stop. Freddie, look at me.
What's the matter, Jose?
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Look at me more.
Okay.
I mean, really look at me.
Yes.
I need you to be like this higher. Look at my hands. This much higher.
How did you even get your hand to the second story?
I'll show you.
Oh! Oh!
Do it again.
Oh! One, two.
Mr. Fahrenheit, the Freddie Mercury story. A life, a whole bunch of songs, starring Jamie Foxx as Freddie Mercury. Coming soon to a theater near you.
All right.
Aww.
That sounds like a real good
warm,
time
hearty.
At the movies.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Jamie Foxx as Freddie Mercury.
He was pretty good as Ray.
He was pretty good as Ray. I didn't see that movie. I'm
oh,
lying.
Oh,
I'm
I
just
did.
Kidding. I
he
don't
was
know.
Good. Like yep. it was eerie.
Sweet.
Like he did the blind piano playing head shaky thing the way Ray Charles did, and it was like if you go back and you compare that to what Ray Charles did in, say, the Blues Brothers and the Shake Your Tail Feather sequence.
Yeah.
It's creepy. It is. I'm like, that is Ray Charles. But it's not. It's Jamie Foxx.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, then definitely something to look forward to. So, yeah, Reginald, thanks for the movie
trailers.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in,
man. It was no problem at all. I had fun. These movie trailers really made my day. It sounds like we're going to have some great movies to watch.
Yeah, they all sound
I mean,
wonderful.
If we ever get rescued on this island. Oh, you guys, you make me laugh. You make me cry. I think we're having a moment. I think we're having a moment.
Reginald,
here.
Don't cry. You'll short circuit. You'll short circuit.
Oh, okay, I'm going to turn them. I'm going to turn. Oh.
You got him?
Okay, yeah, I turned him off.
Okay, good.
That was a close one.
He was
so,
starting to leak.
Is so, that fluid coming out of your eyes?
Oh, God.
What is that?
So, yes, those movie trailers that you heard today are just a small sample of what you can expect now that the Writers Guild of America is on strike.
Yep.
So,
from the non-Writers Guild.
Have a fun time at the movies.
You know what I think they're going to do now? Season. They're going to start doing reality movies.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. They'll probably have one where, like, a bunch of people are trapped on an island and they have to survive and do a radio show. Wait. Wait a second.
Stop fomenting Discord. We'll lose listeners.
Are the new viewers gone yet?
Relax, little duckies. I do.
A chicka quack, quack.
www.zefrank.com zefrank.com
See, that was a plug
for
you.
We don't leave anyone out on our
no,
jokes.
No, not a one.
Not a one. So,
first,
we
my
love are,
where
unfortunately...
Where is my spoon?
No. You can watch that one for yourself.
The Immensalega.
We are out of time. Listeners.
It's true.
As a matter of fact. So today, we're going to take you out.
On a Thanksgivingly track. This
yes.
track is about giving thanks to people.
Indeed.
So,
it is.
All I wanted to do is to thank you. Whoever you are. Bagagita. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Have an excellent week. This is David Brunel Bruttman signing off.
This is David Reinstrom also signing off. And signing off in proxy for Alex Jensen. Happy Thanksgiving.
in that trough. So I travel around all day, calming atmospheric haze, till I wanna get on again. Then all I have to say is, all I wanna do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are.